regular meeting for June 10th, 2013 will come to order. Please turn off or silence electronic devices. Ms. Bourgeois, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Reisauer?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Nissman?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Norman?
Here. The minutes for the May 13th meeting are in your package. Do I hear any corrections or a motion to accept?
I move accept.
Move by Mr. Rhodes, second by Mr. Andre. Are there any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Committees, Public Works, I don't have it listed, but at last week's committee meeting, I talked about CES not being able to find the leak or the big leak that we were looking for. After that meeting, the next day or next couple of days later, they came to meet with us, and they have $300 left on that contract, but they said they're just going to ignore that. They consider this like a personal thing now. They said they're going to keep working with us until they find it. The game plan, it seems to be isolated along the Gwin Street and all the arteries that come out of there. We've got a list of four or five places to look now that could potentially be it. We're going to take a look at those first, and if those don't pan out, then they're going to reposition the flow meters, and we're going to get it closer and closer to the place where the big leak is. They put flow meters in there, and the last time it rained, shortly after the big rain, it pegged out. So we know that, you know, we know over and over again, every time we get a hard rain, that happens. You know, it's gotten to the point where it's almost like a ghost. But anyway, point is that CES is not interested, they're not interested in any additional charges or anything like that. They're going to work with us until we find the leak. So that's all I have. Anybody have any questions or comments? Planning and zoning, consider reappointment of Jeff Travassos to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Discussed it with him, and I would like to recommend him for reappointment for another term.
I move.
Move by Ms. Bourgeois?
Second.
Second by Mr. Neesler. Is any discussion, any comments from the audience? Hearing none, any discussion among the council members? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Final plat for Orleans West. This was not discussed at last few weeks' committee meeting, but they presented it to us. We checked it out, and there was some few administrative things that were some misprints and things like that, nothing of any substance. It is my understanding that y'all haven't paid the fees, but you're going to pay them tomorrow. You didn't bring it with you, did you? Okay. So I would recommend acceptance of Phase Two with the proviso that the fees must be paid before I sign it, which we expect to happen tomorrow. With that, I'll open it for discussion. Anybody from the council? Any come? I need a motion.
How much is the fee?
It's, help me, Debbie, it's $100 per lot. $100 per lot. No, no, to raise it, but right now it's $100 per lot.
Is that one question?
Yes, ma'am.
Are any of the retention ponds in this part, are they all going to be in the next part? And where, if they are, where can you show us?
They were all in the last one and the next one.
Okay.
And the next, not none on this one.
Correct. Thank you.
We had two on the first phase and then two, and one big one on the next.
28 lots.
Help me, Sean, I don't know how many lots.
Yeah, so it's listed in the notes.
28.
Wait, okay, so it's 28.
Yeah, 28 lots, okay. Okay, with that, I need a motion.
I move.
Move by Mr. Neesler?
I second.
Second by Mr.
And that motion is contingent on?
Yeah.
Fees being paid.
Yep. Mr. Rhodes. Is any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Finance Committee, I'm not aware of anything. Personnel Committee, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation, I'm not aware of anything.
There's a couple things. I'll get with Walt, and do with the coaches. Softball team, state champs. Baseball team was in the semis, really used by both. I don't know the whole list of the girls who made All-State. I know Lowe's Long Girl was MVP. I know one of the Como girls made All-State, and I think the third baseman on there, All-State, Taylor. And then on the baseball side, Taylor Prejean made first team All-State, and Quanson Atkins also made first team All-State. So, and we get some certificates or something, recognition, but I pass it on to Walt.
Why don't you organize that? Maybe next month's meeting or something. That'd be fun. Police Committee, consider hiring a part-time police officer, chief?
I'd like to recommend to the council, hire Jewel Sims as a part-time officer. Worked with him in Flagman since 1998. Very good character. He's a post-certified graduate of Southern University. He lives right here in Addis. He's a great guy. I'd like to use him to fill in vacant spots and work traffic. And I'd like to recommend him at a rate of $15 an hour.
What's his first name?
Jewell.
Last name?
G-E-W?
Sims.
And I spell it J-U-L-E. I didn't get any letters right.
That's what I did.
He wanted to be here tonight, but he had to work an extra due detail, so I thought I'd get him in here to meet everyone.
$15 an hour?
$15 an hour.
Post-certified?
Post-certified, he's passed the matrix, all his qualifications.
How many years have you been working?
He's been in Flagman since 1998. I actually trained him way back when. When I worked there.
$15.
Loves to work traffic.
Oh.
Good.
Okay. And I have an item that's not on the agenda, but I have in my hand a piece of paper that we printed off the computer today. And it says two.
We got a vote.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
I'm so anxious.
I move.
Move by Ms. Hold on a second. Need a motion.
I move that we.
I second.
Move by Ms. Bourgeois, second, Mr. Neesler. Any comments from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Okay, as I was trying to say, I jumped the gun. I have a piece of paper right here that's House Bill 2, and it says that $2.530 million have been moved to priority one for the town of Bruton to build a police station. So, assuming that the governor's gonna sign it, and which, if he doesn't sign it, you got scoop. That means that we finally, I'll get that verified before we have a special meeting. But it appears to me that we finally have the money in priority one, which means we can spend it for the police station. So with that, I'm gonna ask the council, you don't have to answer me tonight, but we need to schedule a special meeting. And the special meeting's purpose will be for the architect to come in and give you a complete rundown of the whole project from beginning to end with all the details. And then after that, after you get a chance to hear all that and go home, come back, hopefully next month, we will vote by resolution or introduce a budget adjustment for the budget, hopefully we'll approve tonight to get the ball rolling. But I've always said from the beginning, before we pull the trigger on this thing, I wanted the five council members, whoever were in office at the time, to be sure that you knew what we were getting into and what it would cost and everything about it. So I'm gonna ask y'all to let me know in the next few days what your unavailability, I guess, is. I'd like to have a special meeting. I'll get with the architect, probably not this week, but next week sometime. Yes, sir.
Do you want to wait until the governor affirmatively signs?
No, I don't. Not to meet with the council.
Okay.
No, because we can't do anything. This is the meeting with the council is going to be for information for them or anybody else who wants to come. We will take no formal action. The earliest we could take action actually would be
July.
No, in August, because the best we could do is introduce it in July and approve it in August, so that's the best we could do. And the governor has until the middle of July, I think, to sign them all, so we'll know by then, we'll just pull it if he doesn't. But the purpose of the meetings is to make sure that the town of Brule is sold on this idea. We've said that all along, we spent some money for the plans, but it's a lot less money than we're going to put up for the whole project, so y'all be thinking in those terms.
And I think we both have a set of updated plans.
Yeah, we got, the drawings are clean, they're sitting on a shelf in there, all you got to do is pick them up off the shelf and hand them to contractors for bidding, and they're ready to go, that's...
They actually came in and lined out what color carpet, chairs, where computers...
This is a very fine set of drawings, if y'all want to look at them, they...
You actually emailed them to us.
I don't think I emailed all of them.
Pretty good.
Well, I don't know, I'm not going to say I didn't, but this is a big set of drawings, very, very detailed, very nice. And the materials they put in, it's a very nice building, we can talk about that when we get there. So that, one more step in the process, and again, another thing I have to say is, it just seems to me every time we get really close and it looks like we're there, we call our project manager with administration, he says, oh yeah, but wait a minute, you got to go to this committee to get this guy to approve this. So the second caveat is, besides the governor, I want to hear from our project manager that after he signs it, we're done, you know, we're ready to go. Because he's the guy, he really has the ball. If he says we can't go out for bids, we can't go out for bids. It's just that simple. I mean, he works for administration, and he's been telling us all along it has to be in priority one, now it's in priority one. So we're going to ask him again, are we ready? Until he says yes, we really can't do anything, but it sure seems obvious to me. I mean, it says right here, priority one, right on that line, line 18.
Has anybody else changed and set position, and we get a new person that handles?
Oh, yeah, one of them died, but, you know, that situation didn't change because we lost our project manager, that's just the way it is. Okay, governmental affairs, I don't have anything. Consideration of vetoed ordinances, we have none. Hearing and final action ordinance number three, budget adjustment. Says to amend the appropriations ordinance of 2012-13 to provide relative to appropriations for the income expenses of the town. And attached to it is a spreadsheet showing what we're doing. And with that, I will open it for a public hearing. Public hearing is now open. Any comments from the public? Hearing none, I'll open it to the council for consideration.
So y'all met with the person for the flooring, for the rest of the building?
Yeah, it was a little bit more than what we had planned, but it doesn't affect this. Doesn't affect this budget adjustment. Yeah, it was moved out of there.
I'm going to accept the budget adjustment.
Move by Sandre, second by Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, roll call vote. It'll be three, four, we're ready.
Councilman Nissen?
Yes.
Councilman Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilman Richard?
Yes.
Councilman Andre?
Yes.
Yes.
Next item is ordinance four of 2013 to make appropriations for expenses of the town of Brule for 2013, 2014, and to provide relative to the expenditures of said appropriations, which is really the budget for the budget for the town for this coming year. And with that, I will open the public hearing. Are there any comments from the public? Any comments from the public? Okay, hearing none, I will turn it over to the council for consideration.
Nothing changed from last?
From last week, no. Anybody?
I'll make a motion to accept the budget.
Second by Mr. Rhodes, second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any further discussion? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilmember Bouchard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Nieto?
Yeah.
Councilmember Nissen?
Yes. Ordinance number five, sewer budget to make appropriations for the expenses of the town of Brule's sewer system for 2013-14 and to provide relative to the expenditures of said appropriations. Before we go any further, there was a mistake made on the budget last week. We put $30,000 in for the LGAAP grant income. We put $30,000 expenses in the column said that's listed as sewer capital purchases. But we found out that the sewer jetter is going to cost more than $30,000. So therefore, the amount has been increased, and I don't remember. So 43 minus 30, it's 13 more than it was last week.
Okay.
But that was an error. My bad. So with that, I will open the public hearing for the budget for the sewer system. Any comment? Yes, sir.
That revenue, does that revenue have the new proposed fees in it?
Yes. Yes.
But those have not been adopted?
No, they not yet. And we have, no, it's going to be, it hasn't been adopted, but I'm considering what we estimating what's going to happen next year from July to June. But it's not in the plat tonight and the plat phase one are not part of this. It's only from here on out. Any comments? Is the public hearing still open? My bad. Okay, I'll close hearing none. No further comments. I'll close the public hearing and turn it over to council for consideration. This is a comment. We increased the number of residents from 899 to 930. We figure that we think for sure 30 houses are going to have new, new residents for sure. I mean, we get building permits from all over town right now. It's just amazing. Huh?
That's where you get the increase to 253.
Mr. Andre, second. Mr. Niesler. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Councilmember Bouchard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Nieto?
Yeah.
Councilmember Nissen?
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance number six, to amend and reenact the code of ordinances of the town of Brule, chapter 19, planning and development regulations relative to section 19.18D, improvement sewer connection fees. Same as last week. Now, we'll open it up for a public hearing. Public hearing is open. Comments from the public? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing and turn it over to council for consideration.
I'm in favor of it, but it says shall be charged to subdivision developers. Should we say something in regards to an individual who is building a house but is not subdividing, building a new house on my lot? I'd need to be charged $250 also. Yeah, for individuals and or just per lot?
Well, I don't have the code in front of me, but it specifically says it has to have more than a certain number of lots before you charge this fee. We can look at that, but somewhere else in the code it says that. The reason I say that, we were looking it up today, and some kind of minimum number. It was intentional, I believe, on my previous councils to make it not apply to individuals, but you can certainly do that if you want to. I'm not telling you can't, but just remove just developers.
Yes. When you connect anybody.
For a lot.
Anybody for a lot.
Yeah, I was on the person.
All right, so y'all want to delete shall be charged subdivision developers. A connection fee of $200 per lot shall be charged.
For new connections to the system, for any new connections.
Okay.
The sewer connection fee is $250 per lot for new connections.
Shall be charged for any new connections to the system.
Says the fee shall be collected when the final acceptance is made by the council. Yeah, how would we collect it if there's no final plat?
Why don't you leave it the way it is and then we'll take a look at it? Because I don't have a copy of this ordinance.
Well, we can table it for right now because really, we're not going to be collecting any in the next month. Don't want to do that, we can't.
I'll look at it and then give you a recommendation.
Because that may be somewhere else in the code we have to change something.
Yeah, let me look at it and make a recommendation because rather than piecemeal change it here, it may have some unintended consequences.
Yeah, we don't want to have to reintroduce it and all that.
I move we table it too.
All right, move Mr. Nieto Tech, second by Ms. Bourgeois.
Is that going to throw off your budget?
No, we're not going to collect any of these until phase three is done and it ain't about to finish phase three. Got nothing but mud out there. So we have a motion and a second. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. All right, where are we at? Okay, introduction of ordinances. We need an adjustment to the budget for this year. Bob, introduce Ms. Andre. Okay, resolutions and commendations. Resolution number three, appoint an auditor for 2012-13. Resolutions in your package, same as it was last week. Do I hear a motion? Move Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Any discussion from the council? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. All right, resolution number four, recognize the West Baton Rouge Water District number two. And it's a resolution we have that Bourgeois and I put together. And it's the same as it was last week and plans are to present it when?
July
1st. Next time we have a meeting, but before the meeting. Any comments or we want to make a motion? All right, by Ms. Bourgeois. Second by Ms. Andre. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. All right. Next is fire department report.
Fire department report for month of May. First dead calls inside the town, we had 6. Outside the town, we had 14. Fires inside the town, we had none. Outside, we had 1 on Emily Drive. False alarms, we had 1. It had 2 electrical problems. 3 motor vehicle crashes at a mutual aid to Addis. Motor vehicle crash, had 2 of those. Total for the month were 30 and total for the year is 159.
Any questions? Comments? Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Police Department.
Month of May, we had 5 wrecks, 1 recovered stolen vehicle for East Baton Rouge, 7 bench warrants, 5 for Brewer, 2 for West Baton Rouge, 1 aggravated assault, 1 armed robbery, 1 burglary of a residence, 6 alarm calls, 1 was a business, 5 residential, 6 assisting other agencies, 1 was East Baton Rouge, 5 West Baton Rouge, 2 juvenile matters, 11 traffic arrests, 34 miscellaneous calls consisting of unlocking vehicles, some broken down vehicles, 2 civil matters, harass and telephone communications, welfare checks, loose dog, possession of a forged prescription, stolen golf cart that was recovered, and trash cans in the street on Eileen Street. We had 76 calls for the month. They wrote 473 citations for a total of 565 violations on those citations.
Any questions? All right, Chief, thanks a lot. All right, Correspondence, one piece of correspondence, the town sponsors a golf team in the, for the West Baton Rouge Parish Foundation for Academic Excellence, and they sent us a thank you note, gave us an A-plus for our grade. So, that's good. Mayor's report, as I said last week, the Treasury Department, the Treasury Department for the state sent me a letter, said we have a population of 2,620, which I really don't know what that means. Again, I'd like to, what I'd like to put in a minute, I'd like to thank Mayor Pro Tem Rhodes for covering for me while my wife and I went to Europe, and he did an excellent job taking care of the hen basket, so there wasn't much in there when I got back, and he was a very tough judge in court, so compliment him on that too. If you walk around in the back areas back there, we have new carpet in the area where the ladies operate and in the centennial room, so that's Debbie's office also, that's right, Debbie's office too, so they're doing good there. And I have some pictures. My wife and I traveled to Eastern Europe. Now, Eastern Europe is an area of the world where they either, in the last century or so, they were either destroyed by the communists or destroyed by the Nazis. So they had a rough life, but they really have recovered, and it's a very wonderful place to visit. It's very full of history and a lot of things. So you got my pictures? Excuse me?
No.
All right, who knows what that is? Who knows what that is?
It's a tree outside of one of the
hotels.
No, this is what they do in Europe for sound barriers. You know, we build these monstrous concrete walls that nobody can penetrate. They put glass up there, and they put those pictures, they paste those birds on there. They look like a hawk, so the birds don't run into them. They fly away from them, and it works fine. They're big-time environmentalists over there, so if it works for them, it ought to work for us. I mean, a lot of people in your house, you have double-pane windows. Well, that's all they do. So, I mean, we build these giant concrete walls that, for God knows how much, you know. But I thought it was interesting. They use their head instead of their dollars. Next. This is, I think, the next two pictures. Let's stay with this one. These people in Europe are very, very, very recycling conscious. Those are three trash cans. One of them's for plastic, one of them's for paper, and the other one is for garbage. And that lady right there with her little boy, that's outside the hotel room, that's why it's kind of blurry, but she lives apparently in apartments across the street. She came out there with three bags in her hand, and her little boy, they put them in there, and it drops down into the bottom, and somebody comes and picks it up later on. Next picture. Oh, this is. I thought the next one was some more trash cans. This is for Mr. Niesler. I took this picture. You know what those are, Don? Those are plaques. They're very big into beekeeping over there. And what they do is during the winter months when it's very, very cold, they paint these little plaques. It has some kind of family significance to it, and they put it on their beehives so they can identify their beehives. Because when the season gets here, they have them all over the place. Right? They love their beehive. But that's kind of like a tradition in their country. It's like you put a little plaque on the side of it.
Like the Pennsylvania Dutch barn, huh?
Yeah, same thing. Same process. Next. This was taken in Germany. This is just a very, very small portion of what they have, wind turbines everywhere. The Germans, in their wisdom, decided after Fukushima that by 2020, all the nuclear plants have to close in Germany. So if you want electricity from Germany, you better bring your wallet with you. But they have them everywhere. They're all over the place, and they keep spinning all day. Go ahead, next. Who knows what that is? Anybody? Yes, the audience, otherwise, anybody?
Fence post.
No.
Clothespin.
No. This is what they use instead of telephone poles. Everyone that I saw was made out of concrete. And telephone poles are made just like that. And sometimes in the shape of a pyramid, and sometimes they're just straight up, depending, I guess, on the winds, velocities, or whatever. But they use concrete for theirs. And, you know, I don't know if they have to worry about them snapping. I know they don't have to worry about hurricanes up there. So I thought that was interesting. Next. This is in the next town hall we build. This is what the council chamber's gonna look like. Way in the back, you see those five little brown things up there? The mayor sits up there at the top. So that's, you know, so anybody who wants for mayor after me, they'll know that they get this kind of a arrangement.
They got a little trap door set up?
Yeah, this is, you know, we saw so many countries, I can't tell you which country, but this is one of the parliaments, that's all I can tell you. Next. Oh, let me, before I go, leave it there. In that same parliament building, they had this thing outside the chamber, there was a hallway, and on there they had this thing, and it was brass, and it was a little, bunch of little bitty things that looked like this. What that is was cigar holders. Like, they couldn't smoke in the chamber, so they could go out there and smoke a cigar, and if there was a debate going on, they each had their little cigar holder, and I'm talking, I say brass, it might have been gold as far as I know, and if their cigar would they put it in there to go debate or listen to a speech and then come back. He said these cats treat themselves well. Now this is these people in Europe know how to drive. We don't know how to drive, but they know how to drive. This is a traffic jam that we hit in one of the countries. I don't know what country I was in. We hit a traffic jam and we were in a Mercedes-Benz bus that looked like a Trailways on steroids. And the bus driver, he got on the shoulder and hit the gas, and he went all the way down there. Nobody cut in front of him. Apparently, that's an unwritten rule. If you're in a bus or a car, you can go past the 18 wheels. But these 18 wheels were lined up for probably a minimum of 10 miles, probably 15 miles. And we went down that road all the way, so I took a picture. You can see. Yeah, went through the archway and everything, just right down there, just like it was. I mean, the guy he looked like he was going faster than that. He was probably going 25, 30 miles an hour. Didn't have a care in the world. Like, nobody gonna cut in front of him. I said, nah, these people not drive. They get on the shoulder to do what they gotta do. Next.
Well, yeah, but he's got no idea about getting.
Now this is interesting. If you remember when we built our first, our second ever detention ponds in Julio and Barney's West. The contractor surprised us by digging it deeper so that it held water. And I was very concerned, even though we couldn't make him do it, I was very concerned about it eroding and things like that. Well, this is a detention pond in one of those countries, and they have them all along the highway. What they do is they put that latticework, that concrete latticework, and it goes down like maybe 3 feet below the water. So no matter what the water level is, the dirt is not going to slough off in there. You can't see it real good. You can see it at the bottom. It's really a lattice work on the bank right there. They put just small grade limestone in there. So you see those bushes are growing through it, but you can hit that with Roundup and get it ready in no time. But it's a much better design. So I've already got Roy looking into coming up with the wording. He says they got them in Baton Rouge. And I asked him, I said, well, why didn't you suggest it? You know, that you got it in Baton Rouge. But anyway. He's going to come up with the wording, so probably we'll put it, what I'm going to suggest to the council is we change the detention ponds to say, if you're going to have a dry detention pond, no problem, but if you have a wet detention pond, you have to have that lattice work go at least 3 feet below the bottom of the drain pipe, so that in a drought, when the water drops, it will still hold the bank there. It'll be more expensive for you. Better than, that's just the way it goes. Next. Oh, that's another view of it. That's the better view of it. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good view of it from the side. Next. Now, we talk about side setbacks, front setbacks, all this stuff. This is a road where we were on a major highway, and this is the front setback they have in that town. Now, that little car and his bus bin, they could probably fit, but it'd be close. But I'm thinking of the people who live in that house. Their code must not have much of a front setback. And it's all over Europe. I mean, you know, you drive down the road. I mean, you're right there.
It was cars and buggies.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Next picture. Now this is the back of our bus. You see that little red and white circle with the 100 in the middle of it? That little thing is on every vehicle in the country except for automobiles. And it says on there that no matter where that vehicle is, it cannot go faster than 100 kilometers per hour. That's the limit. If it's 130 kilometers speed limit on the highway, you can't go but over 100 at that one. They grade their vehicles on what's safe, or what they visualize as safe, and they tell, like, if you have a dump truck, that thing might be 60 or 70 kilometers. You can't go any faster than that. It doesn't matter what the speed limit is, that's your limit on that vehicle. I thought that was interesting. When you think about the cane trucks, huh?
Is there also speed limits?
Oh, yeah. Now, you know, I didn't take a picture of that, but what's really interesting, some of the places, well, almost everywhere they have their speed limit signs are LED lit up. They're not like ours, solid. But in some of the places, when you enter the town, it might have, 50 kilometers per hour is the speed limit. And if you're going faster than 50, it'll start blinking and it'll say 65, 64, 63. So, it's a combination of what we have and a speed limit sign. It's pretty interesting. And then, I'm going to tell you, a bus driver, when he'd go get ready to get in one of those towns, he said thing blink, you hear him slow down because he just knew that it was that blinking light has a psychological effect on it. That was pretty neat, I thought. Next. Now, this is a bench. Look at it. They got a post for a backrest. And they had a lot of those. I guess if you sit in it, it's not that bad, but I guess it discourages people from sitting in them too long. I thought that was interesting. Next.
Yeah.
Who knows what that is? Not you, Tom. Not you. Who knows what that is?
I just want to say it has something to do with snow.
You're right. What does it have to do with snow?
Melted snow.
It's a device that they put on the roof because they get so much snow on the roof they don't want when somebody slams the door an avalanche to just inundate the people walking out the door. So it holds the snow in place so that they don't get an avalanche. It might come down a little bit, but not the whole roof. It's a safety thing.
Now what's the thing on the right hand side coming down over the gutter?
Oh, I don't know what that is. What is that? Heater?
Lightning rod.
Oh, yeah. Lightning rod.
Electrical going to your ground.
Yeah. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Next. Now, this is something they use in the cities a lot. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why more people in the U.S. don't use it. But those things get it. They go. Cops use it in the malls and stuff, but they get where they're going on those things. Is it pride? Yeah, it probably is pride. Yeah. This is another one in recycling, but they recycle everything. And very surprising to me, is in the United States, we're proud of the fact that people can't smoke in restaurants and stuff. There's nowhere in Europe you can smoke in a restaurant. Nowhere. I didn't run into one place that you could smoke anywhere you consume food. It was amazing. I always thought Europe was kind of,
That's only recently, though.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm very, very conscious of that. But you can't smoke in anything. I mean, they got, everywhere you go, the time of year we were there is one of the few times a year the weather's good, and they had tables outside of every restaurant. I mean, hundreds of them, but you couldn't go in that restaurant. Next. This is in the square they had a fair. It's kind of like a little science fair for kids, and they're so conscious. They save their water bottles, and they make like the kids take this clear tape, like a tape you wrap boxes before you mail them, and they put these things together, make structures with them, and use them for toys. Like a little Lego thing almost. Next. Oh, that's an inside recycling thing. It's the same thing. I should have put it earlier, but next. And, of course, no matter where you go, you get the blue tarp. I had to take a picture of the blue tarp. They even got them over there. Next. Now, this is not too much fun, but this is, I don't want to dwell on this too much, but if you think we've had it bad in this country, we went to Auschwitz, which is a concentration death camp. If you notice the statistics in the middle, 1.3 million people, a million Jews, 140,000, 150,000 Poles, 23,000 Gypsies, 15,000 Soviet prisoners, 25,000 prisoners from other countries. You go to a place like that, you see a perfect combination of pure evil and pure smart. The Germans were very smart. And it was very evil. And that killing machine they had there was so fine-tuned, it was incredible. They had everything covered. The propaganda, what they put out to the world, what they put out to the people who were coming there, what they put out to the people in the neighborhood. I mean, it was incredible how organized they were. It was to the point where if you deliver it to the camp, you know, and you were healthy enough to work, the first thing they'd do is they'd put you in a building and you had to write a letter back home and date the letter 2 months later saying how wonderful Auschwitz was, it was a promised land and everybody ought to move here, it's wonderful, it's just like the Nazis said, and it's our land and they feed us good and we just, and we can't wait for you to get here and all that stuff. And they made, and they, the Germans would mail it 2 months after, they were probably dead by then because it didn't last for 2-3 months after they started working. Next. This is a picture of a station where they have toll booths. They have toll booths all over Europe. They're smarter than New York. They have toll roads. Next. And last but not least, some Sirtes. Cracklings. I found cracklings. That was in the same food booth that had chicken legs, and I'm talking about the, you know, the claw part of it, and goose head and necks, and they had all kinds of stuff. I tell you what, it all looked good though. But that's cracklings, and my wife wouldn't let me eat it. She said, I guess we're cussing. I think it's all I got. That's the last one. Okay. Next is remarks of personal privilege. Anyone? Fish? Fish always goes last.
I'll be quick.
Oh, you always say that.
Yeah. Real quick, the Lindale. Drainage project has been substantially completed. We accepted that last week, and there's a punch list of items, so that should be finished. I wish Mr. Bob was here because I think I misspoke last time. He asked about the drainage underneath LS1, and I told him there were 2 60-inch culverts, and I went back and checked. That's not correct. It's 2 24-inch that were put under the road, so I want to tell him when I see it. Eileen Street project, thanks to the council and the mayor for putting their, your half of the money in for that. I think it'll be a good thing for us when we get it all finished.
Letters are about to go out. Wayne's got them on his desk. And they're going out to the residents to get a construction service.
The Splash Park splash pads were originally scheduled for June 1st. We've had a few little drainage issue setbacks that weren't quite properly done, so we're trying to work on that. We're still shooting for June 15th as our target date to start that off. And last, certainly not least, is the fire district, sub-district into one district bill has been signed by Governor Jindal. That's Act 129. I think he signed it Thursday or Friday of last week. So what that now allows us to do is start doing whatever we're going to do. So I know Joey and I are Pee-wee and couple other people are trying to meet possibly this week to at least get a game plan started on what we can do. We really couldn't do anything until it was signed by the governor. So it finally has happened. So I think it will become a reality. Now the hard work starts on just what is that going to be. So I hope we do a good job on it. I think we will. I have confidence that we will. But there are still a lot of unknowns out there. So be patient with us. We're going to work through it. And certainly the fire people are going to need all your help for sure. So if you have to try to answer any questions from the parish that I can.
Do you want it? All right.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Yes. Remarks of personal privilege? All right. Hearing none. Announcements. West Baton Rouge Parish Water District number 2 reception will be July 1st at 6 p.m. That's the second Monday, first Monday at 6 p.m. We have a meeting at 6:30, but it runs over, it doesn't matter. Town Hall will be closed July 4th for Independence Day. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Mm-hmm. Mr. Andre, second, Mr. Niesler, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it.